This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, on to the storylines of the Big Ten Media Day. So July 26th and July 27th are the Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. I like that venue. I like that setup more than I have ever liked the Chicago hotels. A lot more room to walk around for a big guy like me. It's just, it felt like a much better environment, even though it was on a football field. So I'll take it. Nebraska on day two. I'm not exactly sure what time they're going to go. In theory, they could go, you know, early or they could go late. I think they would be a great team to start the thing off with, but I don't know exactly what they're going to do. As I said before, and we can start here, I think Matt Rhule is going to be a huge story for a couple of reasons. One, Nebraska still has a curiosity to it. Whether you are, like Tom's mentioning, there's people in the Big Ten that look down on Nebraska. There's people who have been in this thing covering it for a long time who remember what Nebraska used to be. And they kind of like to see that happen again. They have a good memory. And then there's people that are just like, Nebraska is the school, like you said, that's a little different from everybody else. USC and UCLA will then be those schools again next year. But the other part of it is, I think Matt Rhule is just super popular with journalists because of the way he handles himself, the way he answers questions, and that he just kind of comes off like a guy. He wouldn't be a journalist in real life, but he'd be a guy that would love football and would love reading journalists. He just has a rapport with
the
media.
He'd probably hang out with us.
Yeah.
What Bill Self does.
He just has a rapport.
The vibe I'm getting is that the people in the Big Ten, and they may be sort of intrigued by Nebraska, where if they're ever going to do anything. I think people are just kind of tired of Nebraska. And they're just kind of, okay, you guys have cried wolf so many times. Just go prove it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they put Nebraska last. Just to, you know, we're all done with you guys talking and
notable
huffing and puffing. And saying what you're going to do, and so just go do it. So I don't know that. I think Nebraska is always a story for some people, they know who they are.
I want to ask you this: Nebraska when Scott Frost was the coach versus Nebraska when Matt Rhule is the coach.
Well,
don't you think that the Big Ten kind of likes this guy and would kind of be okay with Nebraska this way because this guy's not coming in. He's kind of wanted. I mean, he played at Penn State. Like, don't you think that the sense around it's a little different because maybe people just didn't like Frost
I just see the reaction from talking to people, rather meeting the Big Ten. They think it's going to work, and they weren't sure about the other, but they think, right, okay, this is probably going to work. And the writers who've come in to Lincoln, and they all love this guy.
Yep.
Pete Thamel, on.
Damn. They had four national pieces a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right.
So
all different, too.
But, you know me and opening statements, right? So I'll be paying close attention to that opening statement.
Now, what's interesting is that was one of the best columns you wrote last year. It was. Tom, you were the only one. Like, I remember being that damn man. I don't know. This guy has been this. You were the only one who really picked up on this guy is acting like a brat.
He did.
Wrote it.
He doesn't want to be here.
Right.
That's all. He didn't want to be here. The biggest year of his tenure, and he didn't want to be there. And so, yeah, I
thought you nailed it, and people were mad. They were wrong.
Well, they didn't want to hear it, and they were behind Frost until they weren't.
Well,
the onside kick, though.
Remember when they're going to Ireland and he's sliding down the railway?
Yeah, well, he's
and that onside kick, I'm like, this guy is he's kind of checked out.
Yes. And
he's just doing stuff.
And he showed it in that opening statement. But regardless, I do think you go back through all these things, and I go back to the Big 12 media days too, but you know, Nebraska, it's just sort of, you know, you had Scott Frost who was going to, you better get us now, or, you know, and he was always the tough guy up on front on stage, and, you know, Mike Riley, the kindly old veteran coach who, how you doing, guys? And, you know, not somebody that anybody, well, this guy is kind of a bit of an interesting sideshow,
yes.
But it's just, we're not taking it that seriously, but he seems to be kind of a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
The great columnist in Harrisburg, David Jones, always writes a column after Media Days interviews about what each coach, who he sounded like. And, you know, this guy's like a used car salesman, and this guy sounded like this guy. But then you had Bo Pelini, you know, people were, you know, trying to hide for cover when he talked, as opposed to like Pat Fitzgerald, who walked in and go, "Hi, Teddy Greenstein. Well, you had the first question. What do you want?" You know, just, you know,
right
just,
in the purple suit. Yep.
Yeah, just, you know. Yeah. So certain guys know how to play it. The Nebraska coaches have always just been kind of, they haven't really embraced the role. Like I think Matt Rhule is going to embrace the role, where I thought last year, Kirk Ferentz shows up, gives like a 5-minute opening statement, talks about everything that happened in college football, everything that happened in Iowa, maybe not about offensive coordinator, but everything that is on his mind and what they want to do. Any questions? And that, as a pro, that's a veteran coach. That's your CEO, and that's what Nebraska has not had. So they've had guys who were coordinators and guys who could cope, but they've never had the CEO that I think they do now. So, and that includes Callahan and frankly Solich. We you know, his Solich was great, but with the media, but the vibe was not, "I'm the guy." And I think now Nebraska has the guy.
Yeah,
I think that's what we're going to see in Indy. So,
I agree with all of that. I mean, I think that's precisely the vibe that he projects. You know, he doesn't overdo it. Again, I know we're sounding like we're gushing, but Will doesn't overdo it. There's some guys that, you know, are pretty impressive, but they can also overdo it.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.